Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. That's a little Latin. Thanks, Bri, for bringing us back with that. Barbecue Bob, you got a new friend this week, and let's talk a little bit about what's going on here.
That's right. A little Ricky Martin for the Latin touch. And on the grilling line right now, we've got Matt Masters, the ultimate Latin touch from Miami, Florida. Welcome on the Grilling Guys show, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
How's that for some bumper music?
I like it. That'll work.
Yeah, so Matt has a company called Latin Touch. And Jop, you and I over the years have talked to people who use China boxes, only we've been saying it wrong. And he's got a product that's called La China. And tell us all about this product.
Absolutely. The La Caja China is a product that was first kind of witnessed, I guess, in Cuba. The legend has it that it was during the building of the railroads that a bunch of laborers had come over from China. And after work, they would kind of congregate around these makeshift boxes. And what they would do that was unusual was that instead of grilling on top of the flame, they would basically put their hog or whatever they were cooking inside the box. They would set up wood or coals above the box and kind of cook with the indirect heat, almost like a giant pressure cooker. So you fast forward a number of years, and a Cuban family that emigrated here to South Florida in the 1980s was looking at a way to do their hog roast for the holidays, which is very traditional. And the grandfather in the family mentioned, well, you know what, I saw this style of cooking when I was younger that always fascinated me, kind of ran through the process with his son. So his son took the idea and got to work trying to develop it. He was able to do it. And now, all these years later, we have a very successful product. It's amazing for roasting whole hog, lamb, venison, anything of that nature. You can do it in 4 hours rather than 10 or 12 or sometimes more on a spit or in a big smoker. And it's been featured all over the place. Martha Stewart, Andrew Zimmern, and Bobby Flay, the New York Times, Food Network, et cetera, et cetera.
So we're always talking about smoking and grilling. And when you think about throwing a hog into a stainless box and just pounding it with heat, it sounds like it might be suffering a little bit of that smoke flavor and stuff. But in reality, what you're doing is you're rubbing and injecting before you throw it in the box.
Yeah, all the seasoning, everything that you want to get done is done prior. So you usually want to have it overnight sitting in marinade. You're going to inject it every 3 inches or so with a nice liquid marinade. Then you're going to give it a nice dry rub on top. A nice heavy coat of salt, and you're basically good to go at that point. Once it's in the box, you're going to cook it, what we call ribs up, for the first 3 hours or so. So you get that heat right on the open area of the meat that allows it to cook through pretty well. You flip it over, you score the skin with a knife to render the fat, and then in that last hour, they get what's called the chicharrón, which is the crispy skin on top, which is always the coup de grace that everybody's waiting for at the end of the process. So all in all, about 4 hours. And it's pretty amazing.
In the Carolinas, they call that crackling.
Yes, crackling, exactly.
So I would think, I'm not a fan of whole hog just because I've done them, and I don't think my product tastes as good as when I smoke,
right.
Individual cuts. Like, I do a lot of butts. Most of us do a lot of butts. Mm-hmm. And you can control, you can rub, you can inject, you can have a control product, whereas with a whole hog, your ribs are done in 3 hours and the rest of the hog takes 10 or you're,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I've never been a big fan of that. And I also don't like all the renderings and that, having
right.
to handle it. It's a mess when you're trying to serve. But I understand that's a cultural thing too. And people like doing pickings where they get the hog on a big table and people just pull off a piece for themselves. And that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you that This La China, how do you say it?
La Caja.
La Caja.
C-A-J-A, yeah. The
okay, C-A-J-A. Okay, La Caja Jaina. I'm going from memory. And I learned that you call it China instead of China. So we had a great conversation about your culture and all this. And you live in Miami, so I take it your family is Cuban.
Yes, my mother's side of the family.
Your mother's side.
In Cuba in the 60s, yeah.
Well, you generally get your good cooking from your mother anyway, right? In Latin cultures, I'd say the men were way ahead of a lot of other cooking. It's like Argentina and all these places, the men did a lot of the meat.
Yeah, it's very common because there's so much pride that goes into it, especially when it comes to the meat and the grilling. Like you said, it's a huge part of the culture there. And throughout the Caribbean and Central and South America.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So Matt, this is Jop. Let me ask you a question here. So this, I'm looking online, and by the way, you can find information about these at shoplatintouch.com, S-H-O-P, latintouch.com. And I'm looking on here, and it appears to me that this is a stainless steel box, and you're putting the meat on grates, then laying right on the bottom of the box, then you put a coal bed on top of it. How do I keep the meat from getting all covered with the ash?
You've got a solid pan that's going to separate the where the coals are from the interior of the unit. So you've got...
it's like a Dutch oven job.
Typically a pan that goes below that'll hold the renderings. You got two steel racks, like you mentioned, to hold the pig or whatever you're roasting, butterflied inside. And then at the top, there's a solid steel pan. And then above that is what they call the charcoal grid, which is like an expanded steel grid.
And that's got sides on it. It's got sides on it, right? So have you ever cooked on a Dutch oven down there?
Absolutely.
It's built like that. It's the same premise, right? You put a metal top on it, coals on top. It's a giant Dutch oven.
Right.
China. So the coals are never coming in contact anywhere near.
No.
It's the driving the heat down onto the meat in a closed system.
Look, Jop, I found a new Dutch oven.
Yeah, well, leave it to you, Bob. you had to go clear to Miami to find one, but it's kind of cool. And it, you know, the one I'm seeing here online is it's got wheels on it, and it's got a little handle on the other end. And what are the dimensions of these things? How big are they?
They're typically 4 feet by 2 feet wide. The height will vary depending on the capacity. So we have a 100-pound model that's about 2 feet tall. The 70-pound model will be about 4 inches shorter. So those are your typical, if you want to go whole animal, that's the sizes that you're going to be picking from.
If you just tuned in, we're talking to Matt Masters, a real Latin name there, from Latin Touch from Miami, Florida. Matt has improvised the China box, or what he calls La Cachina. And you've put a handle on it and wheels, and you've made it, what do you call it, like a wheelbarrow and a grill or something like that? So you've made it versatile, and you can move it around because it gets hot.
Yeah, it definitely gets hot, but it is very portable. A lot of folks will take it outdoors and use it camping. We have it, I think it's going to be on the Outdoor Channel here soon with Remy Warren. He's going to be out there doing some hunting and cooking on it. So you can definitely take it out with you. People tailgate with it. And obviously, you know, backyard use is the most common.
Be great for wild boar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done that. Yeah, we've done some hunting down here in the Everglades National Reserve here on some wild boar and cooked them up in there as well.
So where can people find this?
Online is the best place. Like you said, shoplatintouch.com is our website. You can find it online as well on Amazon, eBay, and other sources.
So
that's always the best and fastest way to get it.
Yep. If somebody wanted to invest in one of these, what's it take? How much money are they?
You're looking at between 300, starting at about $300 will get you a 70-pound model with a wood exterior. And they also run all the way up to about $1,250 if you want a full diamond cut exterior.
Little diamond frame, plating.
You know, with all the bells and whistles pre-assembled, shipped to your house, ready to go.
Yeah, very good. Well, very affordable for what you get. This is a cool concept.
Yeah,
because
for $1,200 you get La Cachina bling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So you don't have to fill the thing with food, right? If I wanted to fire this thing up, I could just cook a couple chickens in it, and that'd be fine as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of folks will do briskets. We got folks in the Northeast doing, you know, lobster bakes and clam bakes. We've got folks doing all kinds of things. Like you said, chickens, smaller items. So it's pretty much whatever your imagination decides you want to throw in the box, you can cook in it.
Very nice.
That's awesome. Nice. Matt Masters, Latin Touch, Miami, Florida, the China Box, or La Cachina. Thanks so much. La Cachina, sorry. Thanks so much for joining the Grilling Guys.
He's a Finlander. Don't put him on the Spanish.
You can give me some Latin lessons. I can't wait to meet you, brother.
Likewise. Thank you so much, guys. Been a pleasure.
Okay, pal.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. Slaughter dat language.
Yeah.
Let me do a little German for you, Jack.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the type of fuel that you might want in your grill, as well as some man laws. Stick with us.
That is important.